Federal prosecutors told a jury today that the four men charged with blowing up two U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998, quote, conspired to commit war against the United States. The government completed the first of what are expected to be 2 days of closing arguments in Manhattan federal court. NPR's Melissa Block has been covering the trial and joins us now. Melissa, this trial has been going on for nearly 3 months. Now the government has to sum up its case in just a few days. How's it going about doing that?
Well, it's a challenge. They're having to stitch together the threads of what's been a rather jumbled narrative over the days of testimony that the jury's heard. They started by giving sketches of each of the four defendants, trying to lay out their alleged roles in this conspiracy. One defendant, Wadia El-Haj, they said was the facilitator for this operation, that he handled key logistics, getting fake passports, which the government says were the lifeblood of this terrorist conspiracy, that even though he was not in Africa at the time of the bombings, that he was the leader of this East African cell for a period of time, was the personal assistant to Osama bin Laden, the Saudi exile who the government claims masterminded this plot, and that he led what they called a double life, that he ran legitimate businesses, but on the other side was instrumental in carrying out these terrorist activities. Second defendant, Mohammed O'Day, they called a tactical advisor trained in explosives, a sworn member of bin Laden's group. And then there were the two who allegedly carried out the bombings themselves, who they called the executors of the plot. And then the government backed up and said, look, we're going to talk about the underpinnings of the conspiracy behind these attacks, how this all came together chronologically. And they went all the way back to the late 1980s, which is when Osama bin Laden was in Afghanistan fighting against the Soviet Union with the Mujahideen, and then his decision to what they call export jihad or holy war once that war was over.
The government's case against these four rests on their connection to Osama bin Laden and the theory that he was behind this whole thing. What do prosecutors claim were his aims in masterminding these bombings?
The main theme that evolved over the years but runs fairly constantly through his series of fatwas or edicts that he issues is to punish the United States for its role in the Persian Gulf. Assistant U.S. Attorney Kenneth Karras pointed out to the jury today that the timing of these two bombings, August 7th, 1998, was 8 years to the day after then-President Bush sent U.S. troops to the Gulf for the first time, sent troops to Saudi Arabia, that Osama bin Laden felt this was the act of an infidel government and that it was the duty of every Muslim to use force against Americans, be they civilian or be they military, everywhere in the world they could be found. Prosecutor Karras called that the equivalent of bin Laden putting a target on the back of every American, and in one of those edicts issued just a few months before the bombings, essentially calling on his followers to do just that.
The government has shown the jurors hundreds of exhibits, offered dozens of witnesses. How are they wrapping it all together?
Well, they're using props, for one. Many times the prosecutor would hold up pictures today of the people he was talking about with their aliases underneath it. It's a very confusing cast of characters. And just to give you an example, he mentioned today that some of these people that he's talking about have the exact same name. So he would say things like, now this is a different Abu Abdullah than the one I was talking about a few minutes ago, or there's another Abu Khadija. I'm not talking about the one we were referring to in that phone call. In fact, one of the witnesses who testified has the same name as one of the defendants, and they had to clarify that these two people were not one and the same and were not related. They also have to explain a lot of what were entered as stipulations, reams of paper, for which they didn't offer a lot of explanation during testimony. So now they're going back and saying, here are the dots that we're trying to connect. Here's who this phone call is from. Here's who this alias refers to, trying to fill in all the blanks. And I did see, at least with one juror, what seemed to be a little light bulb going off. She started nodding and smiling as if at least one chunk of this was starting to make sense for her, maybe for the first time.
Melissa, who's in the courtroom?
Well, there are a number of family members of the victims, both African and American. One of the American survivors, with the wife of a husband and her son was killed in the bombing as well, mentioned that it's important to put a face on this tragedy for the 224 people who were killed in these attacks, most of them African, and they've been brought in shifts to watch this proceeding.
Thanks very much, Melissa.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Melissa Block reporting from New York.